Okay, Simon Resh Nun Tes, we're at Sif Hei. These are the last Sifim in the Olaf Hilchot Tzedakah, although we do plan to go back to Resh Nun Ches. Appropriately enough, for Ben Asmanim, Resh Nun Tes Sif Hei is a Lomdish Sif. It touches on the Sidais of Dinei Sveikis. Sif Hei, Mishi Esh Biyadai Ma'ais, the shaila is what to do with sofik mamon tzedakah. What do you do with money that you're not sure, for one reason or another, if it is or is not tzedakah? So the mechaber says chayiv litein oisam letzedakah. What would be the reason for that? What's the reason? Don't look at me blank. Sofik tzedakah would be also because. So the derisa l'chumra, tzedakah is a derisa, no? No? That would be the logical reason. The gra, there's only on the mechaber, there's only one one notation. Actually, there's two. The beragayla in yud, the beragayla says agos mardechai perakama debeya. Mebraisa teres kaidim sufik leket leket. The braisa says. If you have some that's a suffix, if it's leket, like a shikopeya, so it gets a din leket, we'll have to talk about that. The Baragayla brings, over Yerushalmi Yalef law, and we learn it out of a pasik, Oni Varosh Hatstiku, Hatstikuhu b'matnoisav. Then when you have a suffix of matnis Oni, you should give it to him. Oni Varosh Hatstiku, obviously it's an asmachta, that when you have a suffix, what to do? Give it to him. Alright, so this is the sheet of the Mechaber, to be machmir, that you chayiv to give tzedakah, any suffik tzedakah. Assuming you know, the question about this aniyim, that's what we're talking about. You're not sure if you separated for aniyim or not. So, stam tzedakah, well, you know that it may belong to a certain tzedakah, like leket. Whatever the case is, we will talk about, if you don't know which tzedakah, there's true to some sof, hopefully I'll get to it. The Gra, okay, good. So the Gra in Tezvav, now I want to remind you, we had in the Igeres of the Chazaynish a rule for reading the Gra. The Igeres Chazaynish said that when the Gra explains the Shulchan Aruch, and then he brings Chalkim, there's a code in his Lashon. If he explains the Mechaber, he says, Deloi ke Taisis, so Deloi, then he means to pass like the Shulchan Aruch. He's telling you, this is the Shulchan Aruch, but it's not like other Rishayim. When he brings the explanation of Shulchan Aruch, and he says, Aval b'taisvis, Aval means, however, I disagree with the Mechaber, because the Rishayim who disagree. And the Igeres Chazaynish, that's how he explains the coding of the language of the Gra, and here it's clearly that way. Let's see what he says. Gra tezvav, yimastisim perek dalid, the said perek dal debeya, kumash kosev Yerushalmi, v'teres kainim, v'viyam arasham, ayim beragayla. So that's what we saw in the beragayla, this case of leket, which is in the Bryson peya. Avol, but the girl says, however, v'chum kufu dalin, lamed dalin, amet aleph, mochuch lehepach. It's very nice that you have Yerushalmi and a teres kainim that says to be ma'achmir, but we pass like the Babli. And in the Gemara in Chulun Kuflamidalit, it's Muchuk the opposite. Azlina Lakula, Kamai Bechal Safik Mamayna. We say we all Safik Mamayna, Maisilcha Elvaraya. Elim Kain Avalei Cheskeschiyim Makaidim, unless you have a case of Cheskeschiyim. But otherwise, you pass Kin Lakula, Vachin Birushami, the Peyasham, etc. So this is a Machlaikis, the Machaber, and the Gra. The Machaber says Safik. Mama Safik Tzedakah L'chumra, and the Gra Paskins, the Gra Paskins Safik Tzedakah L'kula, and they point out that this is a machlaikis, the Ran and the Rashba, in the Ran, or in Masechtas Nedarim Dav Zayin. Gemara has a Safik of Yesh Yad L'Tzedakah, a certain language. A person says something should be tzedakah using a language called a yad, in a unclear language. The Gemara says teiku. And the Ran and Rashba argue, if what do you do by a teiku of tzedakah? You go l'chumra. So that this machlaik is the Gra and the Machaber. It's a machlaik is Rishayim, machlaik is the Bavli Yerushalmi. It's a machlaik is that has earlier sources. And what? The Gra says it's yours. I said, well, of Araya, you can keep the money. So they're arguing if this is Suffolk Mamin or Suffolk Isser. That's their dispute. The dispute is whether it's a Suffolk Isser and you have to be Machmer or a Suffolk Mamin. The exchange of letters from Rav Shach and Rav Moshe. It's interesting. You look at the dating of it. They were both in their 20s at the time. And although I don't have Rav Shach's letter, although I'm sure someone of Bnei Brak knows where it is, we have Ramesh's letter in Yeridea, Simin Kuf Nun. They had an interesting argument about how to approach this Nidain. And they approach it by starting with something that's standard fare in the yeshivas, in the yeshivish Masechtis, which is a question in the Sefer Kuntres HaSveikis. The Kuntres HaSveikis is a kuntres written by, I believe it's the Groz, the Ktsais's brother. He wrote a very lumdisha kuntres, and it probably would have been lost to the world. It's just not thick enough for the printer to make a lot of money on printing it. Except that the Ktsais edited it in the back of the printings of the Ktsais HaChaish. He pays to have a brother who liked the Ktsais. And he put it there, and it's in all the standard Ktsaisin, the back, Kuntres HaSveikis. And I see in Eretz Yisrael, somebody put out a Kuntres HaSveikis by itself with the gigantic Arichos on the bottom. He brings all the Yeshiva Shatira on the topic. And there, in Simen Aleph, Oizvav, he deals with the following Yisaydistik HaShayla, which he brings from the Mari Basan. The Mari Basan was a Kadmoin, or one of the earlier Achrayim. And he asks the following question. Not talking about tzedakah, talking about regular dinei mamonis. You have a din Torah with someone, and Beis Din says it's a safik. Now, you could have a din Torah with someone where you know he's a crook. So you have no qualms about keeping the money if Beis Din says you could keep it. But there are many times you have a din Torah with someone, and you're both telling the truth, and you're not sure what the halach is in such a case. What's the din in such a case? So there are many situations where we say, Hamayitzi mechaveroi olav araya, that it remains a suffix. We're not sure what to do. So Hamayitzi mechaveroi olav araya, so we leave it at the musik. So the Mari Basan asked, why do we do that? By mamin, we have to, everybody knows the omen say, olav araya. If it's a suffix, I keep it. Why if it's a suffix, I keep it? Isn't it a suffix of an Aveira of Lysigzail? Isn't it a suffix of a Maira and the Isigzaila? Why is it a suffix of Rais Lachumra? I don't want to be Ivy Gazela. So if the Bez and Paskin. What? Okay, good, 1 second. Again, the question is in a case where we're both honest, everybody is in agreement. The Gemara, for example, has a case with a baby that was abandoned in a city that's half Jews, half Goyim. So the Gemara Ksumas Tezvav deals with the halachas of this baby. He's a Suffolk Jew, Suffolk guy. 50-50 chance. So the Gemara says, a Metziah, if you find something that he lost, has his name on it. He lost it. If he's a guy, there's no Mitzvah Shavas Aveda. That's supposed to return it. If he's a Yid, you have to return it. Suffolk, so you keep it. Why do you keep it? Le Sigzel. You can have dinei mamonis, do business, or any such case. So every suffix gezeila should be a suffix, every suffix mamon should be a suffix leisigzel. So Sam is answering, and that's the terrace that the Kuntres HaSveikis brings. He answers, that's a suffix either way. Assuming it's something where objectively halacha says it's a suffix. So if I keep it, it's a suffix gezeila. If I give it to him, it's a Suffolk Gezeila. So Memela, 1 second. So Memela, he says, you can't say it's Dairis Lechumra. Either way, it's a Suffolk Dairis Lechumra. Now you have to know, when a Kadman says something, if it would be clear, there wouldn't be a whole tumult about it. This Teretz as a Suffolk both ways has problems. The thing that bothers me the most about this Teretz is that halacha doesn't work that way. I have to be careful not to be over a safek d'oraisa. The fact that when I give it to you, you'll have a safek d'oraisa, that's your business. It's not my business. I have to be careful not to be over on a safek issur. So why does it matter to me? When I give it to you, you'll have a safek issur. But for me, it's a safek issur. I'm not supposed to have it.
Well,
Because Beis Din is smarter than me, and I follow Beis
Din.
So the question is, Beis Din is asking the question. Beis Din has a safek. So Beis Din is saying, why am I passing a safek mamdeh? Why am I passing a safek yisr? Why am I passing a safek yisr? Now someone says, Lifnei Iver, there's a rule by Lifnei Iver that by sveikis there's no Lifnei Iver. It's one of the klolim in the end of the first parak in Avodah Zarah. That by Lifnei Iver, by sveikis, there's no Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver is only a vada yisr. Okay, good. So the second approach is what Yossi is saying. The second approach to this, and both Rav Shach and Rav Moshe say that this approach is the ikar. First, Rav Moshe has a different kash on the first pshat. That's suffering in both directions. Rav Moshe says that's good by suffik mamin. I do business dealings with you. It's a suffik. But by suffik aveda, by hashavas aveda, it's not so. If someone finds an aveda and he's allowed to keep it, and he voluntarily returns it to me, and I know it's mine, so there he has a suffik, but the receiver is allowed to keep it. You have a man who's suffik guy, suffik yid. Someone finds it, he's allowed to keep it. Why is he allowed to keep it? Return it. In this case, it's not a suffik on both sides, because the one who receives it back, whether he's a Jew or a guy, either way is allowed to keep it. A guy is allowed to keep an aveda returned to him, and he is allowed to keep an aveda returned to him. Or the Gemara is in Ibayu. If somebody lost the Kafshum Shemin Ba'arba Amis, the Gemara is a Shailah if it belongs to the receiver, the finder, or not. Even if it belongs to the finder. If he voluntarily returns an Aveda, how is it Mishuvach? You're allowed to keep it. So on this first Teretz, which has adherence, there are those who hold of the first Teretz, there are a couple of difficulties. The second approach is, the way Rav Moshe phrases it, is you have to declare what comes first. The psak on Isser or the psak on Mamin? In other words, first we look at Chayshe Mishpat and then we decide if it's Geneva. Or first we say Safi Dereis L'chumran Geneva and then we go to Chayshe Mishpat. Rav Moshe said it's Mestaver. You have it, you have money, you don't know if you're allowed to keep it. First, you go to Beis Din. You go to Safik Mamin. But you have to go to Beis Din. You're not a passing, you offer the Chayshe Mishpat. But the point is, first, you go to Safik Mamin. Safik Mamin says, I'm going to say, well, all right. And then you clear Safik Yisr. So Rav Moshe Nemzon, he's not the first one. Rav Shimon Shkop in the Shari Yashir says this as well, that the Torah made Lois exile depend on Chayshe Mishpat. Your Ivan Gezela, if you keep money, that Chayshe Mishpat says you're not allowed to keep. So Memela, Chayshe Mishpat passed into it, whose it is. And Memela, following up on that, you go to the dinim of Lois Sigzal. If Chayshe Mishpat says you can keep it, so you can keep it. I'm Mechiv to be a Navi and know from heaven who it belongs to. Beis Din's Psak is the Psak. So at any rate, these are the two approaches to what we do with all Dine Mamin.
Why don't we say Munach Ad Shetav Eliyahu? We say that in many cases with everything.
We don't say Munach any place where someone's a Muzik. We only say Munach Shetav Eliyahu when there's no Muzik. Or where it's a Vadai, someone found an Aved, is definitely not his.
Why not?
What?
If we know answer to anybody in this case, it would avoid the whole problem. Why
don't
we create another problem?
Yeah, Munach Hashem Eliyahu is only when we have no psak. Since Chayshe Mishpat has a psak, so we don't say Yehi Munach. We would say Yehi Munach if we were stuck, but we're not stuck.
No.
I mean, the Rabbi Rai is a psak.
That's only when he's Muzak. If someone is fine, then you'd have to pick it up to be in good circumstances.
We say Yehi Munach when the one who found it is definitely not his. and it's a question whose it is. It's definitely not his. So Yemura Chashir of Eliyahu. What's he going to do with it? If it was Baliyahu de Bisser, then he doesn't. Then it's Yemura. But by a Moshe, we never say Yemura.
Does this extend also to a situation where you don't actually have the Moshe in front of you? You just you have a subject whether or not you owe tzedakah based on their
progress. We're going to get to that as well. Okay, we'll get to all these things. The thing is that Rav Moshe writes that by tzedakah, the machlokes, the mechaber and the gra, is in dinei tzedakah, does it work the same way? Again, Rav Moshe's lashon there in Anaf Beis is we have to decide which comes first, the psak mamin or psak isser. So the question is, by Ben Adam L'Chaveira, two people, first Chayshim Mishma Paskins, and then there's no less things on Mamela. By Tzedakah, what goes first? The Safik Isser or the Safik Mamin? If the Psak Mamin goes first, which is the way Ramesh is Noita, then there's no Safik Isser, then there's no Dinim of Safik Isser. There are cases of Safik Truma where it says it's Mamin She'en Leitoivim, so you're allowed to keep it. Sounds like a loophole. You have money, you don't know if it's true or not. So since no single kayin could be tevei, you it's mamon shem leitoivim, you could keep it. What does that do for safik yisur? So Ramesh says it's a chayshim mishpa tikka psak. And what's chayshim mishpa paskin's eyes? So then this vadai no yisur in keeping something that chayshim mishpa says you could keep. So Ramesh uses this biur to try to, this says the second beer, to try to explain. If you go with the first mahalach, it's Isser on both sides. So making it tzedakah, there's no Isser on the other side. There's no person who's a tzedakah. But if you hold that it's a the second mahalach, so Ramesha says that that's the dispute. He's Taylor Machlex the Ramam the Rosh. Be that as it may. So this is where we're at right now. We have Machlekes the Mechaber and the Gra.
What do you have Shaf saying?
I don't know. Rav Shach and Moshe seem to agree. They argue in the nuances, but they seem to agree that the Psak Bezdin takes away the Lois Sigzal. Rav Shach seems to say it's a Hefka Bezdin, Hefka Dikadin. Now, when Bezdin passes, they have a Hefka Bezdin, Hefka Dikadin to override Lois Sigzal. Uh-huh. That seems to be what Rav Shach held. Rav Moshe says it's not Hefka Bezdin, Hefka Dikadin, it's a Din Be'etzem, Be'etzem demon. Okay, so this is the background. It's Mechaber and Gra. The question is how to paskin. So here it becomes what's the expression? Alice in Wonderland. There's a queerer, a stranger and stranger. There's a nice expression there. Queerer and queerer. It becomes curiouser and curiouser. Okay. The Mechaber Gra. We have a place in Mechaber Gra. It's not so strange. Here it becomes, like you say, curiouser and curiouser when we read this Ramah. And the long shach, this is the shach goes on to both columns on the next page. And here, you know, it's wonderful when you have a machlekes mechaber and a gra, and the Ramah makes a pshara. Everybody likes psharas, you know. A pshara, you know, not too hot, not too cold, you know, like the three little beers. But the Ramah's pshara itself lends itself to a question. You know, I have this rule that whenever we learn Yom Tov time, I always come into a Yom Tov Shaila. Yesterday, by the break, I was looking at the first Gemara we're learning in Sukkah. We're up to Brachas Daf Mem. So Sukkah, I'm going to give Shir, so we had a break. I took Arab Yashiv Sefer. The first piece on the Gemara we're up to brings the Gemara Masechta Sukkah about the Brach on the Sukkah. The first piece. On this, I opened up Reb Zilberstein, you know, I have Mefteach. So he has the following Shaila on this case. He says, somebody was in a shul, and there was an old abandoned siddur. And he opened the siddur, and he found cash on the Kaporis page. Mind you, you know, this is what I'm finding, you know, Yom Kippur. He finds cash on the Kaporis page. So he asked Reb Zilberstein. So he asked him two shaylos. He says, first of all, if I would open a chumash and find a dollar bill, I would assume that somebody left it there. I'd keep it. It's an aveda. But on the kaporis page, well, I have to assume it's tzedakah. That's his first shaylos. And his second shaylos, in Timtzu Loimra, that it's tzedakah, that it's hefker, who does it belong to? Who does it belong to? To the Eitzer HaSfarim or to me? Those are his two shaylos. So it's fascinating. So in the first Shaila, he says, look, if you found it on the Kaporis page, it's definitely Kaporis, especially because it's also to stick your money in a safer Stamazoi. It's definitely Kaporis. But he says, Mstam, the fellow, when he couldn't find the cash, he's probably paid it with other cash. You probably exchange your voice, kesef b'kesef b'schalef. It's not like you say, harizu lehegdish. Kesef is mischalef. So therefore, it's a suffix. So now, the person who wrote this was not Reb Zilberstein. I want to show you how you can't paskin from storybooks, even if they're written in Hebrew in the name of Zilberstein. The psak there is right, but it's so misleading. It says the following words. If you remind me, the second half of the shayla I'll talk about later. But this is what it says. It says, this is a case of Safi Tzedaka. Machlek is Mechaber Ramah. Mechaber and Gra. That's what he says. Machlek is Mechaber and the Gra. Safi Tzedaka. So since the Ramah passed in Safi Tzedaka Lakula, so therefore, it can be Safi Mechis not Tzedaka. And we're going to learn the Ramah now. The Ramah doesn't pass in Safi Tzedaka Lakula. Ramah is a pshar. He says it depends. Now it's true, Reb Zilberstein probably said that according to Ramah, this is a case of Kula, which you'll see it is. But if somebody just reads that, he says, oh, it's a machlokes, it's the Gra and the Ramah against the Ramah, so he passes over to Tzedakah l'Kula. Nothing doing. The Ramah here is a middle ground. He brings a Tshuva Sarajba, and we have to figure out what the Ramah is saying. We will see how the Achrayim explain it, and then we'll see what the Psak is. Okay? So putting the Kaparis aside for a moment, we have an easy machlokes, mechaber, and gra, and now we try to figure out the Ramah's kavana. Avol. Now, avol means he's agreeing with the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. He says, however, there's a case in which it's different. Again, the mechaber pask in which way?
Mechumra.
Avol. Listen to this case of the Chuvas HaRajba. Mishigdish dava balash shem supakim bay. A man's dying. He says, give my item or cash to tzedakah, higdish here means tzedakah. Dava b'lashim smugglin. We're not sure if he meant to give it to tzedakah or not, or if he did it in a proper lashin. There's certainly shyness that don't work. If someone's dying and he says, after I die, this should belong to tzedakah, it's not chal. If he says it should belong to tzedakah today, he could do it. He says, after I die, it should belong to tzedakah, it's not his after he dies. So it depends. Let's just say it's a suffix lashin. Umeis, and then he died. Chain leida kavanasa. Okay, he's talking about we don't know his kavana. Nikru hayarshim uzakin. The yarshim are considered owners. Vahegdish shabal lohaiti mehem all of a raya. And hegdish a customary mighty from them have to bring a raya. Chosman chain mevi raya. And the chosim becheskas hayarshim rajba. As long as he doesn't bring a raya, the chosim belong to the yarshim. So let's help cut. The Ramah is paskining lakula. That in this case, the money goes lakula. What is he saying, though? He's not saying every suffix is lakula. He's saying the following. If the neider is alive and well, someone makes a neder to tzedakah, like yad l'tzedakah, a suffix lashon. If he's alive, that's suffix iser, the mechaber holds. Suffix iser, l'chumra. And the Ramah's probably agreeing, suffix iser, l'chumra. Ramah is saying, if the neider is not alive, the one asking the shayla is the Yairish. For the Yairish, it's regular Suffolk mammon. He didn't make a neder. His father made a neder and died. Suffolk his father made and died. For the Yairish, it's not Suffolk Yisr. For the Yairish, it's only plain Suffolk mammon. He's not sure if he actioned it or not. Since he's a mugzik, the Ramah says, Hamaytuhay of Araya, and he could keep it. Comes out, the pshara is this. The Mechavis says, Suffolk Yisr l'chumra, in which case, in a case where you are not sure if you made a neder to give tzedakah, that's a suffix neder, l'chumra. If you're not the one who made the neder, you're the person either who yarshined it or found it in a siddur, like in the kaparis case. That's a suffix mamin. You didn't make a neder. So there, we paskin that it's l'kula. So if Zilberstein taka paskin that way, makes sense, the psak, that he paskin l'kula because it's like the Ramah. Nevertheless, it's not a clown. 90% of the cases, the person asking is the one who's besupik if he has to give it. In his case, there'll be l'chumra, because the Ramah agrees with the Mechaber to be mach. So he didn't give it to the shul. It was in the building. Okay, so that's the second half of his shaila. So let's deal with it briefly. The second half of Zilbashan shaila, see pasul l'kula, it's not tzedakah. So now whose is it? So it's an interesting shaila. It's kind of the same case as that, right? Okay, let me tell you first what he says. He says it belongs to the shul, to the oitzer, because there's a halacha, every kinyan needs das. Every kinyan without das is not a kinyan, with the exception of kinyan chatzer. Chatzere shel adam kaina lo shelay midaitai. Your chatzer is kind of something for you that's hefker, even if you're not aware it's there. It's the only kinyan of all the kinyanim that work without das makna, without das kaina. The Mishnah in the Bamitziah, Daf Yud Aleph, Tzvira, if you have a Tzvi running through your field, so you're not kaina, because you can't catch a Tzvi. But Tzvi Shavur, if a Tzvi breaks its leg and it can't walk and it's in your field, so Chatzere Shaladam, kaina lo shalay midaitai. Your chatzer is kaina, even if you're not oime b'tzatzadei, or a place that Shavur, chatzer mishtameres, is kaina. So he says, it's kaina for him. Now, it's not so pashut.
Only
if it's hefker, right. Assuming that... Exactly. So that's what he says. He says, since suffix tzedakah l'kula, so it's hefker, the person's miyayish, and memela, it's hefker, so therefore, it's kinda for him. Now, I have to tell you, it's not so pashut, what? That it's a chatzah mishtameris. Not so pashut. Let's say there's an umbrella, there's always an umbrella here in shul. One day it was pouring. I told everyone, go down and take the umbrellas. They're all hefker. You know, by the time an umbrella's here for a month, it's hefker. You know, raincoats, people still hope. You know, it was raining the first day of Rosh Hashanah. We took out raincoats. So one of them had this family's name. One had a different family's name. We had two with other people's names. They were guests in our house. You know, people, they still try to check their raincoats. But umbrellas? Umbrellas are hefker. Is the shul kinda? It depends. You have a shul in someone's house. Every night he locks up the shul. So the shul is kind of for him. It's his chatzer. If you have a shul like this, I told somebody once, he asked me the combination to get in. I told him, if you forget, just stop any child walking by on the street. And even if he's not Jewish, you know, just call him in. He'll tell you the combination to get in. This shul is not a chatzer mishtameres. The shul is not kind of stuff. Ramesh has a tshuva. It's maybe l'dekichuch. Ramesh has a tshuva. Someone found cash in the safe deposit vault. It was in the vault, and there was something on the floor. He picked it up, and it was an envelope of cash. He asked Ramesh if he could keep it. Lost money, he could keep. So he asked him, is the bank kind or am I kind? Ramesh's psak is that the vault is a chatzah sheina mishtameres. Because people are coming in and going out all the time. This psak is that it's a chatzah sheinu mishtameres. A very, like he says, maybe the gichuch, right? If you know it's there overnight, when they lock it, it's kind of, but you don't know it's there overnight.
The miyayish.
Right. So therefore he says you can keep it. So the shaila is whether a sefer, an oitzer, is really a chatzah mishtameres. It depends on the mitzvah. If it's a library, they lock up at night, so it's a chatzah mishtameres. What? No, the siddur was an abandoned siddur, but it was in an oitzer's farm.
That's
the that I mentioned earlier, we assumed that he was paid it for tzedakah. Then when he realized, it's at least a suffix if he was paid it.
Why is the money found in a sefer considered mouse benachas? Why is it considered mouse benachas and therefore should be?
Well, at some point he realized that he doesn't know where it is, or he would have gone back to the siddur. At one point, he realized though where it is, so he's assuming it's paid there. I'll tell you, I once wrote an introduction to one of Rav Palm's Svarim, and not Rav Palm's Svarim, that Rabbi Smith put out, Rav Shalom Smith. So I wrote an introduction, so I couldn't resist. I put in a story about a Talmud of Rav Palm. It had to be Rav Shalom Smith, which is why I put it in. I didn't put his name. I wrote about Rav Palm's his stress on integrity. So I wrote that somebody once came to me. He was in a used bookstore. There used to be a used bookstore in the mall in up in the Catskills, the Apollo Mall, Allah Shalom. So there was a used bookstore, so he took out a used book. He was thumbing through it. They buy from estates. They bought books. So he finds a $100 bill. Turns a few pages later, finds another $100 bill. This wasn't Kaporis, this was a regular book. And I think there were $500 in the book. So the book cost $10. He figured it pays to buy this book, you know. So he was done. He was done what to do. And he decided to go to the owners and tell them, you know, what they have in the store. And therefore, as I said, you know, who would do such a thing? Only a Talmud Rav Palm. That's what I wrote in the story. So I got to read a whole list of letters about whether the Pesach was correct. Whether it's interesting, Shaila, whether the store is kindness. Not doing Hilchas Tzedakah, I just can't resist. You know, it's Beinas Manim. So I got a whole list of letters. And basically, the Shaila is this. There's a Mishnah in Bava Metzia and El Metzias about somebody who's doing renovations in his house. Again, God has a sense of humor. We were learning this in Yeshiva about someone who breaks down the wall and finds money hidden in the wall. And this happened while we were learning in Yeshiva. That night I had a call from a contractor whose Mexicans came to him. They found money in the wall. They said it was all checks. There was no cash. You know, and then he pressed them to the wall and threatened them. He threatened them. They came up with some cash, you know. So the Mishnah says, if you find money in the wall, it's yours. So Taisa says, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? The chaser shalom kind of loy shalom midaitai. You bought the house from a different yid. It belongs. It should belong. The Gemara says that it's old money. It's nicker. It's there. Mizman ha'amayroim, and not amayroim. Ha'amayrim. From the time that from a guy, and one yid bought the house. Now another yid bought the house. So the second yid who bought the house is allowed to keep it. So Taisa says, why don't you have to give it to the first yid? Chaser shalom kind of loy shalom midaitai. So Taisus answers that Yechatzu is only kind to you if you're likely to find it. If you're likely to find it. And since it's in a wall, a person's not likely to find it. And the Siva brings it to Halacha. If you're not likely to find it, then the Chaser Shalom is not kind of life. So they wrote me letters complaining, they're right, that when the used bookstore buys books, they don't leave through every book, not likely to find it. And therefore, it shouldn't be that way. That's interesting. Rav Zilberstein writes, was quoted as saying, that that's called likely to find it. Because you're going to find it, it's going to be found. Not likely to be found by the Oitzer, it's likely to be found by a car, by someone, by somebody else. But anyway, what I said is that Tosfos Teretz is not the only Teretz. There's another Teretz that's brought in the Tosfos HaChadashim in the Shita Mekubetzes, which the Shach brings, Lahalacha, who says a chatzar is only kind of something if it comes into your rishus. If you buy a rishus and the thing is there already, chatzar is not kind of. Chatzar is kind of by coming into your rishus, not by being in your rishus. So according to the Shach and Taisa Chadashim, then in this case, the chatzar would be kind because it did come into the rishus. In the Mexican case, I'm talking now about the bookstore case, where the owner of the bookstore should be kind of. So can you not have these das? The only king doesn't need das can you chutz. So
in the case of the Gemara, why don't they say that when someone sells a house, they sell it as is?
Because they don't mean to sell. You know, if they drop the diamond ring, you know you have to give it back to them. So it's hidden in the wall. All right, anyway, I've given you material for the sukkah table. What? No, only chutz mishtameres. Why is the bookstore? Because at night they lock up the store. Every night they lock up the store. Like I said, a shul, if it's a shul that locks up at night, so then at that night it's a chasem mishtameres. Kish Hashem, there is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, while it's mishtameres, it's kind of. You have to wait till it's mishtameres. The vault, Ramesha says, you can assume it fell during the day. It doesn't stay on the floor so long. So that's what he... All right, let's return to the Ramah. We don't know.
Because it's different in this case.
We had this topic is a different topic. But there,
according to the reading
we said of Rabbi Shabbat,
if you pass this,
could be. Rabbi
says
it's totally in that. All right, let's return to
Sif Hei. Sif.
That's it. The first half what you asked I liked. The second half, let me display what Rabbi Shua is asking. Let's get back to Hilchos Tzedakah. We have Bechaber, Gra, Ramah. Again, Bechaber said Safik Tzedakah L'chumra, period. He didn't qualify it. The Gra said no. Safik Tzedakah L'kula, like all Safik Mamin, he didn't qualify it. The Ramah brings a pshara, so to speak, a qualification. He says, I agree, Safik Tzedakah L'chumra, but that's only because the Noider has a Safik Isser on himself. He made a neder, Safik, if he made a neder, he has to be machmer. But if you have a chetimtza, where it fell to another muzik, I don't mean the muzik went and grabbed it, I mean it fell to him because the owner died, in such a case, for him, it's Safik Mamin alone. We have two cases, the Yairish, or the Eitzah Svarim case of Reb Zilberstein, where the person asking the Shaila is, doesn't have Safik Isser. To him, it's only Safik Mamin. So there, the Ramah agrees with the Gra. And in the other case, the Ramah agrees with the Mechaber. I should just let me add that a number of Achrayim say that this Pshara answers the Taina of Leket, Safik Leket Leket. Now here, a number of Achrayim say, Ramesh in the Tshuva I mentioned earlier, in Anav Vav, says, based on this Ramah, that if you have a suffix of a field that's chayiv in leket, like a field that has klayim, a suffix chayiv in leket, so that would be lekula. Suffix leket leket, Ramesh's lashon is, the field is becheskas chiyuv for leket. If something's already becheskas chiyuv, it's a different story. It's not like a regular dina. The right Ramesh's lomdis was, you go mamin first, and it's a second. If they feel that the cheskas chayiv and leket, so it's different. Now, I don't want to get sidetracked. I just don't understand what it means. Cheskas pay, I would understand. Every field is cheskas chayiv and pay. Every field has pay. The cheskas chayiv and leket, what kind of chazaki is there that a field has leket? Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I don't get it exactly what it means, the cheskas chayiv and leket. Certainly for shikha, hard to understand. I want to put aside like a shikha and pay. And I want to learn the Shach, because we're not done yet. As I said, this gets deeper and deeper. We have the Mechaber and the Gra, and then the Ramah. The Shach Yud Beis, Yud Dalet. We're not going to learn the entire Shach. The Shach agrees with our Pshat in the Ramah. However, he disagrees that that was the Kavanah of the Rashba. In this long Shach, he goes through all the cases of the Gra brought, of Kuf Lamed Dalet, and Safik Leket. But his Psak, you see from the beginning of Shach Yud Dalet. Sarachim. The Nira, the Harav Mashma Divrei Tshuva Sarajba, Agars Mordechai Perakavet Above the Mitzia B'Shem Azarua. The Mechaber, which is the Hagah, and he's saying the Rashba is not arguing. The Rashba is a Pshara. Umechalek Beimeis Shenikru Hayarshim Uzakim V'Loi Shach Safik Yisur Lachom Ragabi Yarshim. And there are more holes that by the Yarshim there's no Safik Yisur. And that's different than the case of the Mechaber. And that's definitely what the Ramah meant. The Shach doesn't argue that's what the Ramah meant. However, Zok the Shach, Avaloi Mashma came in Tshuva Sarajba, Say Simitah Freshna Involved Shekhasa Vizhela Shainai. But the Shach says that it's not Mashma that way. If you read the Rashba inside, and he says this is his Lashin. Vim Nistati Kamaya Daite Lazor Eloi. If he's mesupik, whatever daite lazer means, he's mesupik. If it's tzedakah, mistaver shalchem by loha kolay tzala yairish. Why are we mekel for the yairish? Lufisha mam v'cheskas baylov vayarshim kib baylim dememeleim yarshim v'loiz zeli higdishala b'tanai v'niyam shamush niskayim atanai aleim levi raya. Shach says that the Rashba is not saying what the Ramah says he's saying. That the Rashba himself is saying, the Yarshim are like the man who died. And the man who died himself is allowed to keep it. The Perek Misha Meis, who might see Miyadam B'lai Raya, Vein Hein, might see Miyadai. That if the Meis was a Muzik, then the Yarshim are Muzakim. Elabarai, they can't take Elabarai. Valpish is a Safik Hegdish. And even though this is a Safik of Tzedakah, Eid Aim Rabbi Sveikad Arai, so Elochumra. So suddenly we have the Shach agreeing with the Gra. The Shach says that's not what the Rashba says. The Rashba says that we don't say Safik Isser by Tzedakah. He gives a bunch of reasons. Chadat, Hegdish Aniyam Amma Bi'almahu. Manifaniyim, that's not Hegdish, it's not Truma, it's not Isser. It's Mamma Bi'almahu, Vaminullah, Isiraya, Vishkulu, Kaisa Shamper, Kaisa Vesbenai, Gabimat Nishal Klayim, by Leket of the Field of Klayim. So he goes on with a long Arichus. Suddenly, it's the Mechaber and the Ramah against the Grand Shach, which, as I say, gets harder and harder. What makes it even more difficult, I would say Shach and Gra are Basroi compared to Mechaber. But all the way at the end of the Shach, he writes Vadvarim Tzrichiniyun. After he brings all his rayas against the Ramah, he's Messiah uncharacteristically, usually when he argues with a Tekifis, he ends Vadvarim Tzrichiniyun. He ends with a Tzarki and Lahalacha. Which leaves us hanging. It leaves us very much in a quandary. How does one paskin? The Mechaber says unequivocally that it's Safik Isser. The Gra says unequivocally it's Safik Mamim. The Ramah makes his Pshara. The Shah says it's not true. It leaves us with a very difficult psak. I see Reb Zilberstein, if you can trust the way it's brought there, paskins like the Ramah. There's some cipher in the Tshuva paskins the Chumrah. He paskins, it could be it's like the Ramah too, he's talking a case somebody mentioned earlier, a case where somebody made a Misha Beirech in Shul and promised, he remembers how much money, let's say $100, he made a pledge, but he doesn't remember in that Shul, you can leave it, some people give it to the Gemach, some people give it to Hadassah Kala, when they make the pledge, he doesn't remember which tzedakah he pledged it to. Some cipher is neiter to say that he has to give $100 to each of all the possibilities. We can count it all against his nicer money, but he has to give $100 to all of them. That's his netiyah. At the end, he says, maybe they can't be teveya, but the whole tshuva is machmir. So, at least, it seems he's not passing like the Gra, straight out to be Megal. I know some such saw the Gra. In his days, the Gra wasn't printed in the Shulchan Aruch. But the din of Safik Mamon ends up being a bit complicated. I would think that one could be Makel at least like the Ramah, if not straight out like the Gra, that where he himself doesn't have a Safik to be Makel. I have written that the Karban Esanel in the Daran Dav Zayin, the Machta Frayim as an Arichas in Hilchas Tzedakah is Beis, and the Kutchus Asfekis himself, all are Noita Lechumra, or Paskin Lechumra, that Safik Tzedakah should be Machmir, at least in the Mechaber's case. But in the Ramah's case, a separate issue, where you have Yarshim, which is not a typical case that they talk about, but in the typical cases, they all Paskin to be Machmir on Safik Tzedakah.
The question is,
Mace,
she ended up as an He died after he said whatever he said.
Right.
He died, but we don't know. Therefore, we don't know what the Yarshim was. Yoshin's Safik Isur. Could be, or could be, he said a Lashin, and we don't know how to deal with that Lashin. Safik Isur. So it shouldn't be Safik Mamon. No, because the Safik Isur is a Safik Mamon to the Yarshim.
The Yarshim don't know if the father made it tzedakah or didn't make it tzedakah. Unless you mean, that's what Yeshua started saying before, I didn't come back to it. The question is, why don't we say, give a psak on the man who died? And that psak should carry over. We find in halacha very often such a thing. For example, a Safik Deraisish is Galgel Derabanan. You have a case where you have, you cooked, you misupik Zayin's Fleshik HaMelechik. Now the person comes to ask a Rav Ishaila when it's an Eina Ben Yaimai. It's a Drabana. We don't paskin based on Eina Ben Yaimai. The Safik happened when it was a Ben Yaimai. That's called the Safik Deraisa, and this is Galgel Drabana. It started off as a Safik Deraisa, and the story turned it into a Drabana. But the Guf HaShaila is in the Deraisa. We have to paskin on the Deraisa. So here, the man before he died, there was a Safik. And then he died and went to the Yarshim. Yarshim are asking. Well, hard to understand. Why don't we paskin on the source of this? Or unless, if he would be alive, he wouldn't have a Safik. He could explain what he was saying. So that could be. That could be. If it's a case, if it's a case of Yad Tzedakah, well, we know what he meant. But the question is, if the lashon's a good lashon, is an obligating lashon, then even if he was alive, it should pass him. If the attack of the lashon here is umay sheim leida kavanos, it sounds like if he'd be alive, we could ask him. So nachinami, in such a case, maybe Dafka in such a case. Otherwise, we go bus in a gufa safik. But in Zilberstein's case, it is a case where the person asking the shaila doesn't have his cert. And it's not this galgul. There's nobody asked the shaila before. So, all right. So in his case, at least, it makes sense that it would be safik lakula. So at any rate, this is the difficult topic of safik tzedakah lakula lachumra. As I said, it's a hot topic. In the Dharam Dav Zayin, in the yeshivas, we deal with it. In the days when we used to get to Dav Zayin in yeshiva. And okay, that's it. Let's move on to Sivav. This is the last page of Hilchos Tzedakah. Don't get all excited. We skip Reish Nun Ches, which we'll learn after Yom Tov and Yetzer Shem. Okay, this is a mixture, a collection of a bunch of miscellaneous dinim, as is typical at the end of a set of halachas. And none of them, I shouldn't say, not everything in Torah has Shtiklot Torah on it, but it's relatively easy. Let's see. First din, Mechaba has one, Ramah I think has four separate din. Mechaba ein lekahal etvaya masim varnunois mimois tzedakah. You have a community, a Jewish community, that sets a tax on its people, and it says, you know, whoever's got $100,000 or more has to give $100 towards building a wall or towards fixing the roads. So anybody that has a certain amount of money has to give $100. The kupas at Staka has $100,000. Well, if it does. Do they have to give $100 to the taxes? So Shulchan Aruch says no. You don't assess taxes to kupas at Staka, which is one of the amazing things. Yosef HaTzadik started a policy that the priests don't have to give taxes. Until today, in the United States of America, thousands of years later, Yosef HaTzadik's thing still carries, that there's a concept that parsonage, which should be unconstitutional. I don't understand why in the world the Constitution would allow a religious pastor to have parsonage. If someone who's an atheist pastor doesn't have parsonage, you know, like it's... so I don't know, someday it'll be overturned by the courts. Atheists would also have, if they had a church. Yeah, a church, okay. So. Oh, it's not saying donations are deductible. That's not what it says. No. Attacker doesn't say donations to charity are tax deductible. Yes, there's no deduction. If you have it, you have it. If you gave it away, you don't have it. So. What? Of course not. If it's a chiyuv, you can't. You can't play chayvais. If you buy an aliyah, we said you can use ma'aseh money to buy aliyahs. But if you bought an aliyah not for ma'aseh money, and it became a chayv, now you can't use ma'aseh money for it. Ramesh has a tshuva. He says if you lend an ani money, you don't have a mind for ma'aseh money, you lend it to him. And later he can't pay. So Ramesh says, now you're out money. You can't deduct it. If when you gave it to him, you had a mind, ma'aseh money, it works. Ramesh, it's hard to understand why I can't just take my ma'aseh money, give it to the ani, and now say, now pay me. You know, that l'chayr I could do. But by a chayv, you can't. Okay, that's the mechavah.
But
all right, maybe it's different. I don't know. If it's an obligation, usually you can. Ramah.
Which type of taxes are nonios?
This is really a head tax, right? It's a property tax. At least our nuna today in Israel is a property tax. Ramah, Misha Matza Kis Mole Mois B'Tevasai. Someone found money in his drawer. Because of Allah Tzedakah, it says on it the word Tzedakah, Samchina Naksiva V'Ariya Tzedakah. You don't remember that. You find an envelope, it says Tzedakah. That should sound posh to you. What's the Chiddush? We'll see the Chiddush in a minute. But if you find a purse and it says Tzedakah, or an envelope, it says Tzedakah, Hariya Tzedakah. Now, V'Chein. Im Omar Echad Lebanav, Mois Elu Tzedakah, Hein, this money is Tzedakah money. Im nira lahem sha'asa zeh kemaiser devarav, kemaiser devarav, v'loshen tzava devarav kayamin. If he's doing it v'derech tzava, you know, I won't be around for a long time, so you should notice it's tzedakah, then it counts. But im asa zeh shal yichul klum, he didn't want his wife to take from me. He says to his wife, you know, it's tzedakah money. Oy, shalei aziku, I say la'ashir. Ein b'dvarav klum. Gemara really says, osi adam shalei lasbia esatzmai. A person doesn't want to look rich. People don't want that others should think they're rich. And this is what the Shana Teva, yeah. People who are rich don't want. People who are not rich want. But anyway, even to his children, a person doesn't want. I have this very often. People come to me for shtar chatzizacha, for the Yerusha, to make a shtar chatzizacha, that their will should be binding al pidin. So in order to do it, I ask them, what's the approximate value of your estate? So they give me a number. So I have a rule. Whatever number they give me, it's about double that. I start asking, you own a house in Flatbush? The house is worth more than what you're telling me. Like, how could that be? You have stocks? A little bit. Yeah, well, how much? You have an IRA? Yeah, a little bit. How much? It ends up being worth a lot more. Us, the other, shall be a house. The person doesn't want to make himself seem rich. So if a person says it, that way, the chain. Now, here's an interesting one. Listen to this. Im omru b'chaloyim, if someone is told in a dream, this is a ma'aseh in the Gemara, Eilu amoy she'imer avicha shal tzedakahem, Einoi klum, the divrechay chaloyim es loymaylam v'loymayridim. Gemara is a more interesting case. Gemara says that a man had a dream. His father told him where it's buried. He said, I don't know, 10 feet from the tree, you know, dig and you'll find this amount of money. He dug, he found exactly the amount of money. And the father in the dream said it's tzedakah. So we don't pass him halachas based on dreams, and you can keep the money, as I say in the Gemara. I don't know anybody who would, but as I say in the Gemara, you can keep the money. Aval et mamalei kein acher. But if it's not a chalai, if someone said it to him, im heim b'makom sheyachal litel elu amai, svind et mamle tzedaka, nema b'migo sheyedais t'mat tzedaka, v'mavei ni nema. Someone comes to you and says, your father left money over there, that tzedaka, z'migo de biyade. Migo de biyade means, he could have gone on his own and taking it. Let's say someone says, your father has money in his talis bag and shul, and it's tzedakah money. So he could have gone there, taken the money out, and given it to tzedakah. He's neman with a migo, it's biyadai to do it himself. But if it's not biyadai, it's an erechad, he's not neman. Now, if a person believer in his heart believes the one who told him, so he's obligated to follow. It's a klal gadol that if you trust an erechad on something, or a kariv, that you have to follow what the Karev tells you, even in a case where an Echad is not believed. You yourself have to follow the one that you believe. It's Gemara Ksubis. What? That's just nervousness. It's not a question of nemanis. Hishtamesh b'teva mois hegdish v'chulin. Zeachazeh. You have a box. Sometimes you put in tzedakah money. Sometimes you put in your own money. U'matza achakach mois. And you don't know which money it is. Azina basa basra. The Gemara says you go basa whatever money was there last, and you assume it's left from the final money that was there. If you had, let's say you put in $100 tzedakah money, $100 chulin money, and as far as you remember, you gave it all out, and now you found a dollar. Azina basa ruba. Okay, a bad example, 100 of each. But you go basa whichever is right. V'matzan beguma. But you find it in the box, stuck in a crack. So you go basarayv, even though we have a rule, ain't hochem b'mamanacha harayv. The answer is, it's only to take away from a muzik, then ain't hochem b'mamanacha harayv. But stamazay, a person finds money, you do go basarayv, and therefore, if you find money, you go basarayv. So we had this exact shayla, Erev Yom Kippur. They had all these tins on the bima, and they wanted to be goyel a sefer Torah. So all the pushkas and the tins were put on the side to put the sefer Torah down. And what do you know? There's a quarter on the bima. A quarter is sitting there on the bima. So what do you do? I said, I don't want to touch it. You know, like that. Who's going to give a quarter to each one? If he did, for a quarter, you could do it. So I don't know. I was saimach that the person who threw it probably was not makbid. Which one? I'm not sure. Maybe I didn't do the right thing. I should have put an erev kip. I should have put a quarter in each. But anyway, that was the. I also had this little bit of kanois, wondering if when you see six tins the same size with different pieces of paper that look identical except for the words, you know, whether the guy collecting them isn't just mixing them all together. But yeah. Now here I want to read to you a interesting related Pischei Tshuva, Tshuva Chassam Sefer. It's interesting that even though Divrei Chalaim is by Ma'ilu V'Loi Meridin, there's a curious din that if somebody makes a neder in a dream, he's chayshish for the neder. In Simurei Shur, in Ilchus Nedarim, there's such a rule that a neder in a dream you're chayshish for. Listen to the shayla, just an interesting nida. And I can't imagine the shayla coming to a palm and him doing it the way it says here. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Hanayda b'chalayim ein eklum ein tzarach shayla." V'yeshayimrim she'atiru lei asara diadi lemikri v'atiru lei b'charata v'yeshloch shedivrayim. V'chayshish for a neder b'chalayim, you need at least hataras nedar. Listen to this shayla. Let me show some cipher. Reish Chav Beis. I'm reading Reish Yud Pesachet Shuv Gimel. You do not have it in your copies. B'misha cholam loy neder shloy lechol matzah mevusheles b'pesach hazeh al das rabim. He made a neder al das rabim not to eat matzah mevusheles. That's gebrocht. Gebrocht cooked matzah not to pesach al das rabim. A neder that's made al das rabim, you're not matzah neder. Al das rabim means he made it for the tzibur, whatever case. Vashoyel shah b'gimel devarim aleph. He pesach on zed dafka. My name is Echlaim Delay Dvarim Bepay Taylor, and that's the Bechol Pesach Laila. The Shail was nervous, maybe he has to answer it forever. Bays, this is to me the most interesting one. He Bechlal Masabu Vushela Safilu Beklisheni, Kid Machmili Yashabis. In his dream, he made a neder. You can't ask him what he meant. So he made a neder, not to eat gebrocht cooked. Does that include in a klisheni? Gimel and Yeshle Hetta, Kibishu Adas Rabim. No, in the dream it was Adas Rabin. It was probably he was by Gebrocht man. He said, "Let me down for the Amid. I'll be back on Gebrocht." Or, I did it for. I read you from the Chaver that dream is called. So he says, "Li yisafika echad vadi ein yosel bepesach harishon shulfanein ein loymar the hazeh who double bottle." The Pesach Hazeh, maybe the word Hazeh is Devarim B'Teilim. Okay, name a Pesach Dava Batal. V'yasa B'chol Yayim. It's ridiculous. Beis. Now this is interesting. V'yasavik HaBeis. Some Sefer writes, Pshita, Da'asar Afilo B'Klisheni, Vafilo Shruya B'Tzaynen Yeshleime Da'asar. Even Gebrocht in cold is Asar. In our family, we're makbid on Gebrocht, but not cold. We used to break up matzahs and have it with milk. As my father in Europe, he said, yeah, in Europe they did it also in his father's house. They were making it on cooked gebrocht, but not on cold gebrocht. And with some cipher, it's a minig. Whatever the minig is, cooking makes things chametz, and cold doesn't make a chametz for 18 minutes. What? Cold, yeah, so there, you eat it within 18 minutes. You have plenty of time. How long does it last anyway? I told somebody, matzah fell into his soup. I said, eat it quick. Eat it quick, what is the chametz? But ulei yisafik hagimel tshuva sarajma derei mavur afil adas rabim yeshatara. That if it's a dream, it's not really adas rabim. The moral of this is we could have been learning this erev Pesach. It would have been geshmak also. This, but what? Rama said ikur is that it's yitnesh garnish. That neider b'chalayim is something. No, in Dine Mamin, Divrei Chalayim is Ma'alav L'Mayr. In Dine Nedarim, it is Ma'alav L'Mayr. Yeah, Dine Nedarim. Okay, with that, I want to wish everyone a good Yantif. We meet again Sunday, Parshas Noach, 2 weeks from today. We'll learn Simur Reish Nul Ches, Bezus Hashem.